Hello and welcome to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to you, the homeowner, for you to experience the Dixie difference. If we can help you with any of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome. My phone was ringing as you're talking there. Gosh darn it.
I was going to put that into the intro.
We're always working. It's the office calling. I'll call them back at the commercial break, find out what they need. But welcome to APW.
See, at least they know we're real people.
Right.
We got real problems like everybody else.
We do.
We got lots of problems.
And we hope to solve lots of problems too. So because of our lots of problems, we hope to talk about those so that they really want to talk about, well, they really want to get a hold of me at the office. We share some of the solutions to your problems with your residential home, with your air conditioning, your plumbing. And once we get around to fall and winter, we'll talk about your furnace and your air handler and taking care of those types of things. There's lots of solutions, though, that we like to educate folks on. That's what we love. Keith and I love to do is just educate and communicate to our customers and to anyone who will listen to that, because we just like to share our knowledge. We are just normal folks just like you out there, and we have problems and we want solutions. We figured out the solutions to them with our problems with our own home. And then when we go into lots of folks' home with APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we love to share our knowledge and repair, fix their issues, because that's what we're passionate about. So if you have any plumbing, heating, and air conditioning problems that you need taken care of and you can't quite figure it out yourself, or we didn't give you enough tips here on the show, give us a call at the office at 913-825-6600, or you can find us at thedixiedifference.com. And, either send us an email or you can give us a call from that website as well. So with that being said, we'll also want to go into our monthly specials, the month of August. And gosh, I can't believe it. Our kids started school on Friday, just this last Friday. I can't believe how summer just went by so fast.
What I can't believe is how much more intelligent they are than me.
Yeah.
Not the kids, the school district, because obviously there must have been an incredible reason why they started our kids on a Friday for 3 hours. So I'm sure the incredible logic that went with this, that's why they're smarter than me and they're in that position.
Right.
I don't get it.
Not all of
the
school districts here in the Kansas City metro started on Friday, but our school district did start on Friday for half a day only.
Yeah, from 8 to 12:30.
Right, isn't that funny?
And then they're having lunch in there too, so they just basically did nothing.
Right. So back to the monthly special for August. I digress because I can't believe that.
I got lots of complaints this week.
Summer is officially over for us. I know some of you guys still have another week or so to send your kids off to school. But for us, summer is officially over. But that doesn't mean it's not hot. It's still hot, although we've had some great milder days here recently. It's still hot. And if you happen to look at replacing your furnace and air conditioner, want a free estimate from APW for the month of August, we're actually giving away free duct sealing and a fabulous air treatment system. So you get good quality air throughout your whole home, and then we'll seal up the ductwork within your home to maximize the airflow that maximizes your efficiency in your home, actually. So we'll go all through that all with you. And again, there's no cost, no obligation for your free estimate, and that comes all free when you purchase a furnace and air conditioner from APW. So all an add-on for free, no additional cost. 913-825-6600 is the number to call right now to get your free estimates set up, or you can look us up at thedixiedifference.com.
Right, and what we hope to accomplish today, obviously, is if we're going to offer something to you, there must be a reason for it, right?
Sure.
So we're going to kind of explain, and I'm going to give you some differences or what the purpose behind the air treatment, the duct system is. Dixie and I are going to kind of tell you, this is why we think it's a big deal. And so when you're looking at it, you're like, oh, that sounds really nice. But actually, when we get done, I think you'll realize you're like, wow, that is extremely important. And it is. And so we want our customers to be able to utilize it, put stuff like that into their house, and then be able to enjoy it and then not have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Unlike our insurance company.
No, don't go there. Don't go there.
Okay, so I assume everybody else got tons of rain like we did, right? I assume they did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're talking to a radio audience.
I'm only talking to one person. Okay. I don't know who it is, but I'm just talking to the one person. So, but yeah, so we got lots of rain, and so we are trying to get our insurance company to help compensate for the destruction of our home.
Kayla's very unhappy with the results, let me tell you.
I don't think unhappy is it, but sure, we could use that word for radio purposes.
That's right.
But I love all of you. It's right. Them.
So we'll keep you in tune. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you how it turns out because they're going to re-meet with us next week because of my complaining.
Yes, exactly. Gosh darn, you know, we're homeowners just like you guys out there, so we have problems as well. We want them taken and addressed, and we, you know, want to be... Taken seriously.
Hey, did you tell everybody that we went and saw a Cubs game?
I did not. Actually, last weekend we did rerun the show because we took a quick vacation. We hadn't done anything fun all summer long. And, of course, if you just listen to the show and not sure what APW is, Keith and I are a married couple, and we run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We've done it for over 15 years right here in the metro. But we have lots of kiddos at home.
Yeah, that's the part we're best at, making kids. Right. We got lots of them.
We definitely worked really hard this summer. So I was getting a little antsy and was like, we got to at least take the kids somewhere and go somewhere. So we decided to travel up to Chicago. We've been there once before, but that was like 12 years ago. So the kids hadn't been there before ever. And so we drove up there Thursday and then saw a Cubs game on Friday. That was a total bucket list for me to be able to sing, even though God rest his soul, Harry Carey isn't announcing anymore. But I used to remember as a kid him singing the Take Me Out to a Ball Game song and I wasn't really a Cubs fan. I was an Astros fan back then when I was a kid. But I remember seeing that on the TV. And so I got to do that. It was total bucket list. Loved it. And then we did all the other touristy things there Friday, Saturday, and drove back Sunday. That was great trip.
Yeah,
so,
I can tell you this.
Recommend it for all.
Going to Wrigley Fields was really cool. I don't like it nearly as much as I do the K, but that's okay. It doesn't have to be, but you have to. I'm so glad I experienced it. It was one of the cooler things to sit there and have that pole in front of me. I loved it.
Yeah, the history was amazing. The K has some great family fun and, you know, great fountains and that the Wrigley Field doesn't have. But the history is by far, you know, amazing.
It was. So. I'd go again just because the stadium is just the historical value.
Absolutely.
But you know what my funnest part was?
Nope.
The coolest thing is when we're walking, because
we did a lot of walking.
And the reason we wanted to see the architect, and we just kind of picked restaurants as we walked, which was really cool because you got some interesting places. But we were walking, and the fire department was right next to our hotel. And we do press our children to not only thank service men and women, but also police officers and firemen. You should always appreciate people who put their lives at risk for you, right? So we're walking. They have like a 7-bay fire station, tons of fire trucks. But the cool thing was it's like those movies where you see all the guys out front just hanging out. That's what they were doing. So they're sitting in their chairs just all hanging out. So we walked over there. They gave them a little tour. The kids got to say hi to them. It was really cool. It was probably one of the cooler things, just that whole experience of sitting out in front of a fire station.
Right.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Yeah, so we recommend Chicago as a quick trip. It was awesome. So let's get back to what we do show about, which is really getting into air treatment and sealing up your ductwork for the biggest efficiency for your home. People don't realize how much efficiency they lose and airflow they lose because air is escaping ductwork all throughout their home. And when we come in and seal that all up for you, you get the maximized air for each and every room and the maximized airflow back to your system because you got to have it circulating in the room and then you got to have it circulating back out the room. And so we love to come in and seal all your ductwork so that you get the most efficiency and air, you know, the best airflow that you could possibly have for each and every room, because that's what you pay for every month. You know, when you pay that utility bill is to make sure that you're getting the most out of your furnace and your air conditioner to do the most for your home and your family.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about, you hear a lot of people talk about SEER rating, and it is important. The efficiency of the furnace, all these things are important. The efficiency of the air conditioner, which is your SEER rating. And a big deal is brought up about them. However, I can tell you the number one item you need your furnace and air conditioner to do is have airflow. No matter what, without proper airflow, it doesn't matter how efficient they are, they won't work. So that's what we're going to kind of explain is what some air issues you're going to have in your house, how to take care of them, and then why the duct sealing in there, which we'll repeat in the next segment, because you lose up to 34% of your airflow virtually one third of your airflow through your ductwork if you leave it open. So that's why we're going to talk about sealing your ductwork when we come back from our incredible break.
Well, we've got a one more minute before we go to break.
Oh, you just looked at me weird, so I thought I was already done.
Well, it's because...
I can't read, so I can't actually see the sign. I wasn't even paying attention to the sign. I was just following you.
Well, let me just remind folks of our monthly special we have going on for month of August, which
I messed that up.
Free duct sealant and a free air treatment system. We're going to talk more about it here in the next segment. When you purchase a furnace and air conditioner from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we offer free estimates, no cost, no obligation. You folks can be your best judge of whether or not APW could help you in the future. And we always have financing. We have a great financing for folks with bad credit to great credit. So don't worry about if you have the means to take care of it. All you need to do is call us right now at 913-825-6600 or go to thedixiedifference.com. Again, 913-825-6600 or thedixiedifference.com. And we've got to go to a quick break, but we're going to talk more about sealing up those ductwork and why it's important to use some great air treatment options. And
hopefully some tankless.
And some tankless a little bit as well, tankless water heaters. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back. You're listening to APW Help for Homes.
Hello, and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome back.
Did I squeal that hello? It almost sounded like I had a high pitch in that beginning part.
Honestly, I wasn't listening.
Okay, so it's like most of our
right,
conversations.
Right, exactly. I was like waiting for you to shut up, and then I was going to start talking.
You know what? You may laugh, and people may be laughing with you, but she does that to me a lot. We'll have a conversation, and then a few minutes later, she'll look back and she goes, What did you say? And I'm like, what part did you hear? Hello? And I was like, oh no. So I have to do the whole thing. And then she says, no, I always know what you're saying.
Yeah. Hmm. No, it's a lot of noise sometimes.
Yeah. Just no, like, there's a lot of noise. Wah, 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 wah. The Peanuts parents.
Right. And I'm like, what did you say? Okay, so getting back to APW Help for Homes here, we want to talk about our monthly special, because it's some information we think dear to us, then we want to share it to you, the listener. But if you have to be at that place of replacing a furnace and an air conditioner, we really want you to consider APW giving you a free estimate, no cost, no obligation. For the month of August, you will receive free duct sealing and air treatment system, which is a fabulous air treatment system. We have it in our home. And again, this is sealing up the ductwork. I know it kind of sounds funny when you say duct sealing, and people are probably wondering, what is she saying? Sealing up all the ductwork.
That's your Texas accent.
Where the air flows all throughout the home. So we want to make sure there's no leaks. We're going to seal them all up for you. That's a very labor-intensive thing, and so you're going to get it absolutely for free in the month of August. So call now, 913-825-6600, 913-825-6600, or go to thedixiedifference.com. And don't forget, we still have our $59 radio special for your air conditioner safety and clean check. So if you still haven't done it, we still have August and September that still can be quite hot, and October's all over the place. It can snow and then be 100 degrees the very next day. Gosh, in the same
that's funny.
Day.
That's your birthday's in October, right?
It is. I don't want to talk about that.
No, they say you reflect the month. So you're like all over the place.
I'm
you could
all
be
over
ice cold or hot.
I'm a Libra, so I'm very balanced. So back off.
I think that's what it means. Just
yeah.
So you know.
Libra?
Yeah.
Balanced?
No.
What?
Imbalanced.
Imbalanced?
Unbalanced.
No.
Unbalanced would be it.
Okay.
Hey, but you know the duct sealing? I'm in trouble when I get home. the duct sealing. The importance of it is, like we said, you lose up to 34% of your air. And you have to understand is we can only seal the ductwork that we can see. Right. So I can't get into the walls. We can't do all of it. So what we're talking about is whatever we can see and we can get to, we are going to seal all the connection pieces. And if you're ever wondering, if you look where the two pieces of ductwork connect, you can see like brown streaks of dirt that get blown out. And that's not only how much dirt you have in your air, but that's also where it's missing out of. The simple thing to do is take a piece of paper and walk around your system when it's on and watch how much the wind blows your system. Every ounce of air that's downstairs into that utility room or into that basement is air that's not reaching your upper levels. So if you look at this and you say, man, I wish my master bedroom or I wish the kid's bedroom was warmer or cooler. Well, if you're losing one third of your air or up to one third of your air down into your basement, that doesn't do you any good. So that's why we want to seal it so you get better returns. What it also does is it reduces the wear and tear on your system. Because if you're losing so much air, your system's having to work harder to cool or to heat your house. Okay? So you're using extra utility money to pay for that, correct?
Correct.
And what you're doing is it has to overwork, so you're putting more in wear and tear, which reduces the longevity of your equipment. So when you first glance at sealing the edges of the ductwork or where the connection piece is at, you think, okay, that's not a bad idea. I could see we're losing some air coming out of them, could affect me, okay, and cost me some money. So that's a great thing. However, when you add all the rest of it, you realize that it affects the life of your equipment. It affects your utility bills and the comfort of your house itself. So that's what you want to, you know, that's where you want to make sure that when we come out, any of the ductwork, which is going to be metal, so all that shiny ductwork, unless it's really old, then it won't matter. It won't be shiny. Hey, but
that's running all along in your utility room, the ductwork coming from your furnace, it's running along your basement, running in your attic. Any ductwork that we see, that's the part that we're going to be taking care of for you.
Right.
And a lot of leaks come in and around, coming into the furnace area and then going out. So there's a ton of potential leaks right in that area.
Yeah, there's it's a lot, up to 34%, right?
Up so to 34%.
I mean, you think about that. So
a third.
If your car was losing one third of its potential for power or one third of the miles per gallon, you would absolutely take it in immediately to get it fixed.
Especially if you knew you could.
Right.
You would absolutely do that. So
right.
Do that for your home heating and air conditioning system.
Right. So hopefully that makes sense is why we're pressing so much to seal the ductwork that's coming from your furnace or your air conditioner. It should be done all the time as much as possible.
Yeah, we get a lot of people who say, oh, I didn't even know you could do that. Oh, yeah. I never really thought that was an option to, you know, seal up the ductwork. I figured it was, you know, doing its job, but doing what it was supposed to be doing.
And don't use tape, by the way.
And
we do not use tape. Tape is not allowed on HVAC equipment. I want to clarify that if you have tape, it's not allowed.
Right. And
illegal. I just say it's illegal.
Yeah. How you know if you're losing air in your ductwork, especially around your furnace and air conditioner in your utility area, the basement areas. Again, like you said, I want to reinforce the fact that just take one piece of paper and hold it up, you know, at the bottom part of your 8.5 by 11 piece of paper there. And if you see it waving in the wind and there's no fan on in there, it's waving because the air is coming from your system, leaky ductwork.
Yeah, just make sure your actual furnace or air conditioner is on.
Well, that's
then
true.
Then it doesn't help.
No.
It's like, they're wrong. Mine doesn't move. Well, you have to actually turn it on.
Make sure that it's actually on.
I'm just clarifying that is one of the steps.
I appreciate the clarification.
Yeah. And so we use a mastic is what it's called. Okay? So it's a material, a paste type of material. So we do not use tape to tape it. To us, that is improper and it doesn't last. So we will use a mastic and we will seal up all the edges and the corner. And there, that way you will get more airflow. You'll get more comfortability inside your house. You will help reduce your energy costs and it'll extend a little bit of life of the equipment.
And we do offer this as a service. You don't have to buy a furnace and an air conditioner to get it for free. We do offer this as a service at APW at a very, very affordable cost. So you can give us a call. We'd be happy to go over that with you and get you scheduled up for your free duct sealant and air treatment with a free estimate from APW when purchasing a furnace and air conditioner. Or we can do, again, this service for you and give you an estimate there over the phone. So call us at 913-825-6600. I'm Dixie, and across from me is Keith. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome back. We're having fun talking about air and purifying the air and making sure air flows where it's supposed to flow, not where it's not supposed to flow. So because that can save you money on your utility bills by making sure that you do not have leaky duct work in your home. And you're doing a great job clarifying that for us, Keith, in the first two segments of the show.
Hey, I did want to point out something.
What's that?
Do you know how you just said you're having lots of fun?
Yeah.
And I think you're having a little bit. Fun. Yeah, you do. But I think today is a little bit more than normal.
What's
do you know
that?
Why?
I think I ate too many cinnamon bears.
No,
actually.
No, that's not it. That's not
like,
it.
Like, I'm pumped up on sugar right now.
I'm ready to compliment myself. Okay. Please stop. Okay, so, hey, what the reason is, is normally I'm facing sideways completely looking at you, right? And you are usually facing kind of forward and you kind of turn to me. Today, however, I noticed you are turned sideways and you're staring directly at me. And I think that handsomeness is just making your day that much better.
I don't buy that whatsoever.
Yeah, no, I think that's what it is.
The weirdest thing I've ever heard.
No. Oh, trust me, I've said much weirder things.
Well, you
however,
have.
That's true. That's what I'm believing today.
Wow. That's, you know, that's what I have to deal with
face.
Every day. At APW, don't you want to deal with this as well? You should call us just so you can talk to Keith and experience his weirdness along with me. and your handsomeness.
Yes.
And your handsomeness. Let's not forget the handsomeness. So really getting back into the show.
Yeah.
The show is what we want to talk to folks. You know, we've been talking about the professional side of sealing up your ductwork through your home so that you don't lose the air potential that, it's not as hot or cold in the upper levels of the home, but yet it seems that way in the basement. Well, you're probably losing lots of air. And they say up to a third of your air can be lost through leaky ductwork. And professionally, we come in and we can seal all of those holes, cracks, completely up for you, and you will maximize the airflow to these other rooms in the house, and you don't realize how much air you lose. And when you talk about a third of it, that is a significant drop to get it all the way up to the top of the to the ductwork, and that maybe that second story or the across the house. So with that being stated, there are some DIYers. You don't want to call APW. Just refuse to have a company come out and do it. And we can do it at a very affordable price for you. So we're proud of the fact that we deliver quality work at a good valued price. That's one of our main mantras here at APW. But we love to talk to the DIYers because Keith and I are DIYers, if you will. And so we wanted to get some clarification between how you should expect a professional to come out and do it. But there are some alternatives for you DIYers.
Right. Dixie was trying to clarify to me. I was being a little harsh about no tape. Right? And what I was trying to explain to you is if you have a company come out or a company has come out, they should not have used the silver metal tape.
On your ductwork,
right? It shouldn't be done that way. That's not the way you seal. And the reason is that tape tears very easily. And so holes are created and it also can separate. Now, if you are a homeowner and you want to fix the ductwork because you don't want to pay a company to come out, I respect that. So we'll help you do that. So you do not use duct tape. Mm-hmm. I know that's in its name. Hey, however, what happens with duct tape over time is it dries out and it no longer has the ability to stick to what it was holding on to. So within a few years, it's going to go bad, right? So what you would use is silver tape. Hey, it's a silvery tape. It's a silver on one side, really sticky on the other. It has a paper that you pull off. And what you can do is you can very neatly press it against one side, and you have to be very careful when you press the second side to connect the two pieces of pipe, because that imbalance of the ductwork, because they won't necessarily match perfectly, you'll end up tearing it if you push too hard. So you get the edges and seal the edges, and that will help reduce your loss.
Of your
it's
airplane.
Not the greatest way of doing it, but it is, however, I shouldn't use the word, but however, it is much better than leaving it to do nothing. And I'd much rather see you do that yourself if you don't want to pay a company. If you want to pay somebody to fix it, and do it probably a little bit better than you would, then you call us, we take care of it. Or if you're looking for a new
and
system,
and we don't use tape. And that's
no,
the biggest thing was that, you know, what you should see from a professional side is the mastic that
right.
we use, right?
Right. Yep, okay. That's exactly it. So
alrighty.
That's what we want to use because it'll last for longer than a Twinkie.
Long. Oh my gosh, that is like forever.
That's a long
that's
time.
Infinity and beyond.
Yes, a Twinkie lasts for a long time.
So I want to transition into, since we're still talking
matter
about
airflow. I still
airflow.
Have one in my belly, I think.
I think a few.
Yeah.
So, but you're still a handsome man.
Handsome.
But going into, you know, we're talking about where a lot of duct leaks come from, and losing air throughout your heating and cooling system is down in the utility room or in the basement, where you have all these transitions happening to go through the different ductworks throughout your home. And I kind of clarify that to either kind of the branch lung system or the arteries and the veins coming back to the heart of the furnace. But also what's happening there in the furnace is you have a what we call a coil. And the majority around here, these are cased coils that sit on top of the furnace. They just really look like the extension of the furnace. You don't realize there are actually two different components in your furnace and air conditioner. So putting that together, we really wanted to talk a little bit about taking care of that coil while you're down there having a professional company seal up your ductwork.
Yeah, it's I we promise you guys, we talk about, you know, the cleaning checks and doing service agreements. And if they're done right by a company doing them right, your equipment does last much longer. Remember, the industry standard is your equipment life is based 70% on how it was installed, 26% on maintenance, 4% on the brand, right? That is across the board. So what the coil does that sits on top of the furnace, it is connected to the outdoor coil, and they remove heat. In the summertime, we do not cool your house. We remove heat. Matter of fact, there's no such thing as cold. There's only the absence of heat, right?
So and for most of us, in the layman's terms, is that that means cold air is the feeling of cold air is coming out of your ductwork, which is cooling my house.
Right.
But in essence, when we think about it on the technical side, the coil is removing the heat out of the air, which is left is cool air.
Right. And in the summertime, I see Dixie always fixes me. That's why I'm married to her. Whatever I do, she fixes it just a little bit better. And I do appreciate that, by the way. So in the summertime, is that we remove moisture and we remove heat. In the wintertime, we add heat and we add moisture. That's what we do in our area. So, and to do that, we need proper airflow, right? So those are the basics of everything you need to know about HVAC. If you get that, you got heating and cooling. So if we're trying to remove it, what ends up happening is most of your air conditioners, the inside coil, are drained improperly, or they get plugged very easily because of the amount of dirt that's in your air.
Dirt and moisture, moisture, the combination.
Right. And you have pet dandruff, human dandruff, all this stuff that's in there. Well, almost every house that you ever go to has some type of mold in it. So what ends up happening inside that coil, it's nice and dark. And remember, we're moving the heat, so we're getting cool and it's moist, right? Or there's a lot of moisture in there. So on the coils themselves, they look like fins, and they look very similar to your outdoor unit, if you can see their fins, except for they're just flat. So what happens is the dirt and water kind of connect on it, and then you get, and plus hair and everything else, but then what ends up happening is mold starts to grow, okay? So excess moisture in there, mold starts to grow, and what you don't realize is a lot of times you're breathing mold and rust coming from your heating and cooling system. Okay, now, you would say, that doesn't happen to me because I never smell it. I don't have problems with it. Actually, see, the problem is, it's like most issues when they happen in a slow rate or a low rate, and they slowly build, and you get incredibly used to it. Okay, and that's like when you walk to somebody's house who has pets and you don't have any. You can smell the pets, but they don't notice it. That is what you're doing inside of your own house. Hey, however, let me give you an idea. Hey, about 4 or 5 years ago, the EPA came out and said that your indoor air quality was 4 to 40 times more polluted than your outdoor air. And it could have been a little bit longer than that. Hey, now the new one that came out this year is they say it's 10 to 100 times worse than the outdoor air. So I want you to contemplate something real quick for me. Think about this. We talk about, the greenhouse gases, we talk about all the pollution in the air, all the things that we're doing, right? And it's there, and obviously they need to be dealt with in one way or another. However, no matter what we're talking about, everybody's complaining about it, our indoor air is quadrupling how bad in comparison to our outdoor air. We're going to go to break, but I want you to think about this. If it's 10 times worse than the biggest concern we have in the United States right now, or in the world, and our indoor air is 10 times to 100 times worse than that, why aren't we all doing something?
And
why aren't they talking about it?
Yeah,
right.
Let's talk about it.
Right. And so that's what I want you to really think about, and that's why it's very important.
Yes. Right? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why is it so bad? Where is this bad air coming from? And then, of course, we're going to talk about solutions. So stay tuned on that. I do want you to give us a call right now for your $59 air conditioner safety and clean check. That's our radio special. If you've never used us, try this out. We want you to give us a call at APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. I'm Dixie Williford. Across from me, Keith Ford. We're going to go to a break in just a moment. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Up for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And you are giggling about what over there? I'm glad you're happy, because everybody wants to be happy as we're listening to APW Help for Homes and sharing our tips and our great information. Well, what we think is great information. We hope our listeners think it is, too, right?
Right. Okay, you already know what I was really laughing at?
What?
Okay, so if you don't know, Dixie always says, Keith, sit up straight. Because when I'm in here, I lounge basically in the chair.
Yes, that's true.
And so she's like, come on, you can project your voice better. And she coaches me and stuff. And, you know, I'm like most men, I don't know what she's saying.
Wah, wah, wah,
right.
Wah,
right.
Wah.
So I just sit here. Well, at the last segment, I actually sat up straight, right? Which I rarely do, right? Just so you know. And so as I sat up and I realized I was talking, I realized I was projecting more.
Yeah.
So I was laughing because she was right. But I'm still going to protest and not do it all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
that's what made me laugh.
You're laughing at yourself about how right I actually am.
Right. And how much I'm going to protest it still. Well, it cracked me up.
Yes.
So that's why I was giggling.
Giggling at yourself. I'm glad you can laugh at yourself.
Oh, man. Sometimes I am so funny to me.
Right. Exactly. Only to you.
Yeah.
we've been talking about sealing up your ductwork within your home for maximum efficiency and to lower your utility bills. If you're losing all of your, up to a third of your air in your utility room or in your basement, you're not getting it upstairs where you want it, then you're cranking down your thermostat right now, and so you're wasting energy. And we don't want you to do that. We want you to call APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We'll come out and do duct sealing for you and make sure that we tidy all that up. And with that being said, we'll also talk about air treatment today. We've been talking about making sure that the indoor air quality is as great as it should be on the top of the finest mountain. So, and you were talking about how horrible, before we went into break, how horrible your indoor air quality actually is according to the Environmental Protection Agency. And why it's horrible is because, drum roll please.
Actually, and there's more than that. I was pointing out is that years ago it was
There's more.
Well, it was 4 to 40 times, and then it keeps
increasing.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, our outdoor air is not, obviously it's increasing much higher than whatever the outdoor air concern is, because it can't be now 10 to 100 times if they're both increasing at the same rate, right?
Right. Right.
So the one thing you should do, I can't control the world, right? Well, I try.
Yeah.
But we can't control the world. We can't control all the air. But what you can do is control the air you breathe inside, which you spend the majority of your day inside. So honestly, if you're at work, they should treat the air. Why? Because you're there a lot. Matter of fact, statistically, they showed how many hours are lost because of indoor air quality in work and how people get sick, and the money is paid back to companies just by fixing the air. In your house, it's your pets, your kids, and for you. Now, why? Is because your air becomes poisonous.
Right. Okay? And because we're sealing up our homes so much better than we did in years past. We're doing so much better with better windows, better doors, better ceiling, better construction. And so that's a great thing, which makes our air conditioning and our furnaces more efficient because it's keeping that air temperatures more accurate. However, you're trapping air in and not getting a good outdoor flow in and out of the home to freshen the air.
Right. And so we're recirculating the same air over and over again. Most people don't know, especially people who have seasonal allergens.
Like me.
Yeah, they never open the windows, right?
We never do because then I'm sick.
Right. And that's one of the issues. And especially in the wintertime, it's too cold, so people don't open up the air. So you have to remember, if you go and look at most of your bathroom cleaners, they will tell you to either not breathe if you're pregnant or do not breathe in an enclosed room.
Right. Well, isn't a bathroom as a closed room?
Right. So it's kind of silly. But think about it to yourself. If they all have warnings about breathing the items that you're cleaning with, there's probably an issue with it. And if it's recirculating throughout your house, there's going to be an issue. If there's mold and pet hair and dust and dirt, and there's rust in your duct systems or in your furnace, and it recircles throughout your entire house, hey, you need to treat, you know, the only answer to it is to do an air treatment. And that's why we came out with this program. It's not just to seal your ductwork and seal in the air, but now to help you fix the air. And that's what we want to do. So it comes with a UV light, an ultraviolet light. What ultraviolet light does is it sterilizes viruses and bacteria, like your mold. So it sterilizes them so they can't reproduce. If they can't reproduce, they go away. So that's what you're going to get into the air. Then what we use is we oxidize the air is the second part of it. Because ultraviolet, let's say you say, well, I have a UV bulb. You know, they put it in with my system. One is the bulb must be replaced every year. If you do not, it diminishes its ability to kill the bacteria, right? So that's the first thing you have to understand. The second part of this is that it does nothing for chemicals in the air, like all of your cleansers. If you have hardwood floors, if you have paint, if you have carpet, if you have clothes, if you have curtains, all of those release chemicals over time. They're slow release chemicals that you're getting in your house. If you spray hairspray in your hair, you use gel, you use any cleanser, it is in your air now. It doesn't go away. Energy cannot be removed. It's always going to be there. So you have it recirculating through your house. So the only way to do it is to use oxygen, kind of like OxyClean for cleaning. It oxidizes it.
All right.
Like but it doesn't bleach
analogy.
It.
Analogy. Yeah. Right. It's an
analogy, but it doesn't bleach it like bleach does. So it oxidizes the air and it basically destroys pet dandruff, human dandruff, hair, a lot of the chemicals that you're breathing. So what ends up happening is that the air system now is making it so your lungs don't have to do the filtering anymore.
Right.
I mean,
which is good. We want something else doing the filtering rather than your lungs.
Right. And because the cardiovascular problems in the United States are greatly increasing, and the EPA is noting that it is. Plus, it also deals with carbon monoxide, which we know is a problem inside of houses. Also, low levels of it. They're coming out with all these tests showing that these weird diseases people are getting, hey, all of a sudden they have low levels of carbon monoxide, which obviously what carbon monoxide does is it attaches to your red blood cells, so oxygen can't, but it's slowly depleting you of air. Not enough to dizzy you most of the time, not enough to make you sick, even though that's one of the major causes of it. But the low level ones that you don't think would hurt you just over time are strangling you.
So what right? we if you want some more information about our air treatment systems, please give us a call at APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, 913-825-6600, or you can go to thedixiedifference.com. We also have our August monthly special that's going on right now that if you have to, you want to get a free estimate, no cost, no obligation for a furnace and air conditioner for your home. It's 20 years old. It's time to change it out. We have free duct sealing all those duct works up for the leaks, and then free air treatment that you'll get in addition. That absolutely free, no cost to you.
Hey, just real quick, and I want to bring something up real fast, and we'll talk about it next week, is that if you do room purifications, and I hear this all the time, it is not helping you. Like, we'll talk about it next week again to finish it. It does not help.
And we also want you to change your filters. Don't forget to change your filters out. You can call APW. We can send a 6-month supply out to you for less than what you could probably get at a box store. So give us a call at that as well. We'll help you out. 913-825-6600. Or go to thedixiedifference.com and we'd be happy to help you out. Don't forget to take care of your mechanical equipment. It is still hot, so take advantage of the $59 air conditioner. Conditioner safety and clean check from APW. 913-825-6600 or thedixiedifference.com. And so that's the end of the show. We've got out as much as we can. We hope that you enjoyed.
Hopefully
and we hope
you
listen every weekend right here at APW Help for Homes. I'm Dixie Williford, and across from me is Keith Ford.
Go Royals.
And actually, our three little kids have been here as well, and they've been just great sitting in the background except from crinkling noise. So have a great weekend. Thanks a bunch.
Take care.